This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, it's been, I don't know, what, almost 2 weeks since the people of the Hunter spoke and they voted Dan Repicoli from the Labor Party as our new member for Hunter. And I notice he's been to school this week down in Canberra. I wonder what he learnt. I thought we should find out. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So are you officially the member yet, or we've still got to wait for some formal procedure?
So I've still got to wait for the formal procedure to happen. So I won't be officially the member until they the AEC actually calls it. So which the postal votes finish on the 4th or 5th is the last day that they can come in. So I'd say it should be called sometime towards the end of next week.
Now, I'm not trying to give anyone a heart attack, especially your main opponent, James Thompson, but is there any chance of anything changing between now and the end of counting?
No, I definitely don't think so there.
Sorry about that, James. I thought I'd ask for you anyway. you've been in Canberra. Was it like school for you again after so many years having left?
First couple of days that I was there, I was only there for 2 days. So the first, I forgot how cold it was. At midday, when it's still five degrees, in midday both days, it's a bit fresh. So that was definitely an eye-opener. Also with the party side of things, it was just with Labor. Labor Party was there. We were all getting together, did our caucus and things like that, and had a few meetings before as well. So it was really just getting to know the new MPs that have joined the team and what a diverse team it is. If you have a look at the photos on my Facebook, it is a very, very diverse team of new MPs.
And diverse in many ways, including height. I believe you took out the top prize for the tallest person out of everyone.
I certainly did. There was a few unhappy older MPs there that thought they had me, but yeah, they were quite a few inches off, really.
So I suppose the question most people in the Hunter want an answer to is, did you spend any time or have any conversations with Albo?
I had a couple of quick chats with Albo, which were good, but obviously, as you can imagine, Albo's pretty busy right now with getting everything set up and getting the ministers all sworn in and things like that. So he had a fair bit on his plate, but we did get to have a couple little chats, which was good.
Did you rib him about the Knights beating the Rabbitohs next time they play or anything like that?
I did have a chat to him about that, and he wasn't really... he was pretty confident that the Rabbitohs were going to flog him, to be honest. But we'll see how we go.
I think the Rabbitohs are on the slide, personally. But anyway, yeah, we'll see how that goes. And look, on a more serious note, and not being too flippant, a number of people I've spoken to since your election have been talking about catching up with you and trying to confirm ASAP funding for various things, whether it was promised, in fact, by you and the Labor Party, or, in fact, even some of the commitments that the Nationals made. For instance, the Bulga to Milbredale water supply project with Singleton Council is extremely keen on, and whether that $15 million committed by Barnaby Joyce a day or two out from the election is going to be there under Labor.
So everything that I committed to in the election, we'll definitely be doing, and we'll also be going through the budget with a fine tooth comb to see what the other items that got committed by the National Party and Barnaby Joyce just those few days out from the election, if they're actually in the budget. If they're in the budget, I'll be fighting hard to make sure they stay in the budget. So I'll be working hard for the community to make sure that we don't get left behind.
So having come from Canberra, knowing how slow the wheels can turn, you'd expect it to be a little bit of time before you can confirm all that in all reality?
Yeah, certainly will be a little bit of time. Like, the first sitting week is still nearly 2 months away, so it's still quite a while before we'll be down there and getting right into the nitty-gritties of it all.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us and for the update. And are you going to change what you pack for next trip down there?
I certainly am. I'm going to have a little bit more warmer clothing, and I'll just be prepared this time and ready for 5-degree days in the middle of the day.
The new member for Hunter-elect, I think is the official term, Dan Repicoli. Thanks for joining us on Hunter Valley Today.
Thank you very much, Darren, and thank you very much, listeners.
The tallest man in the Labor Party in Canberra, Dan Repicoli, on 981 2NM.